Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. It was many episodes ago, I asked you all a question. Have you read any good books lately? Well, on this episode, I want to ask you another question. Do you know a good river? I was thinking of this question from the poet Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes, the African-American poet, lived from 1902 to 1967. And when he was only 17 years old, he went on a trip, and that trip required him to go across the Mississippi River. And as he was on that trip, he wrote a beautiful poem called The Negro Speaks of Rivers. And this is what a 17-year-old Langston Hughes wrote. I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. Well, in this poem, Hughes is talking about rivers both literally and as a metaphor. And as he makes connections to these rivers, he's making meaningful connections to his past. Well, this poem talks about the Euphrates and the Congo and the Nile and the Mississippi. I was thinking of a river that stretches through the Netherlands, all the way through Germany, and down into Switzerland. I was thinking of the Rhine River. The Rhine River is a great river, has a number of cities along it. It has the city of Basel. That was a great Reformation city, the city of Basel. That's where the Rhine sort of starts down in Switzerland. We have a little bit further north, the city of Strasbourg. In the time of the Reformation, Strasbourg was a German city. Now it's a French city. Strasbourg was the home to Gutenberg, and that's where the first printing press was put into operation. It was also the home of Martin Bucer, and for a few years, Strasbourg was home to John Calvin while he was exiled from Geneva. Well, if we go just a little bit north and inland a little bit, we'll see the wonderful city of Heidelberg. This city has a rich heritage in the time of the Reformation. It's there at the beginnings of the Reformation in 1518 with the Heidelberg Disputation and Martin Luther. In fact, Martin Bucer was an Augustinian monk in the audience listening to Martin Luther give the Heidelberg Disputation in the city of Heidelberg. Decades later, we have Heidelberg as the site of the Heidelberg Catechism, as Zacharias Ursinus and Caspar Olivianus and a few other scholars and theologians penned for us one of the most beautiful catechisms and one of the most beautiful documents from the Reformation. If we go a little bit further north, we come to the city of Cologne. This is a bit of a sad story in the era of the Reformation. The Reformation was never quite able to penetrate this German city. It remained true to its Roman Catholic medieval roots and kept up those traditions through the 16th and 17th century as the other Swiss and German cities were coming under the auspices and under the umbrella of the Reformation. And so we have rivers, and we have the Rhine River. Do you know of any good rivers? I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in Church History. Well, as we wrap up today's session, we have a quote from Stephen Charnock. Sin is altogether black and abominable. But by the admirable wisdom of God, he hath drawn out of the dreadful darkness of sin the saving beams of his mercy, and displayed his grace in the incarnation and passion of his Son for the atonement of sin.